This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. A flood watch is in effect across most of the Front Range today, from Greeley down to El Paso County. Rounds of heavy rain and thunderstorms are expected to continue through the evening. High winds and hail could batter some areas. On the western slope, the forecast is a bit better, with inclement weather likely restricted to higher elevation areas. The National Weather Service says rainy thunderstorms will continue through the week, although with less intensity and frequency. A new report spotlights a need for Colorado to help vulnerable communities prepare for extreme heat as the climate warms. CPR health reporter John Daly.
The group Healthy Air and Water Colorado surveyed residents of diverse neighborhoods like North Park Hill, Globeville, and Westwood. The study says a quarter of black residents lack cooling in their homes, far more than white residents. Renters were 20% more likely to have no cooling than homeowners. Commerce City Council member Renee Chacon says residents want more trees, shade, and better access to parks and public pools.
At this point, it's every year is hotter than the one before. We keep calling it a climate crisis, but it's ultimately a pollution crisis.
9 of the top 10 hottest summers in Denver have occurred since 2000. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Denver Nuggets could win their first championship tonight. They're back home at Ball Arena for Game 5 of the NBA Finals against the Miami Heat. Denver leads the series 3-1, thanks in part to stars Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, who led the team to back-to-back road wins last week. The Nuggets have only lost once at home during the entire playoff run. Tip-off is at 6:30. This is CPR News and KRCC. More news at cpr.org. Thanks for listening. It's 2:06. Fresh Air continues next.